This is another edition of the Pearl Project
Podcast. All things K-State sports in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III here on this Thursday evening, folks. October 3rd, 2024. Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State. Get it? K-State sports. Get it? Oh, whenever we get this podcast. Oh, man. Let's get right on into men's and women's golf. We've been following it all week here on the podcast because they were in Fayetteville, Arkansas for the Blessings Collegiate Invitational, which wrapped up yesterday and having one on each side. Men and women's teams for K-State Women's Golf. K-State for Kansas State University. Oh, my goodness. But Carl Bernat and Kobe Volacek getting top 10 finishes in Arkansas for K-State there. Bernat, who turned a final round yesterday, a 3-over, par 75. They on that course concluded the event at an even par 216. Was tied for fourth place. To wrap this up, it was the 16th top five finish of her collegiate career. And second this season, she has led the Wildcats to a fifth place finish among the 10-team field. 45 over par. My goodness, 45. I mean, let's not even mention that. So Carl Bernat finishes up, tied for fourth there on that. So, Stu Burke, after his team wrapped up their competition in Fayetteville, Arkansas, quote, "On days like today, the goal was always to play better and move up the leaderboard. We certainly achieved the through the first 15 holes, but unfortunately just couldn't close out the round as well as we would have liked." And then he goes on to say, quote, "A fifth place finish in this field is a testament to how far we've come. However, we are feeling as if we missed an opportunity to beat some of the best teams in the nation. We look forward to a quick turnaround and getting better for our next event." In Denver, end quote there as well. So Stu Burke coming in. For those that are new to the K-State podcast, Stu Burke was hired as K-State's women's golf coach last year. So he's in his second year, coming over from Tulane. He and Carl Bernat was in Tulane before coming to K-State last year. And Carl Bernat continues to put down the stat sheet. But that final round, coming out of that tough course, even par, that's huge there, because you don't really see that from Bernat there, plus three. But it goes testament to how course that I mentioned it yesterday on the podcast. I never played golf unless it's driving range, right? Like Top Golf here in Kansas metro area, but that's in Overland Park area there, Overland Park, Kansas. Shameless plug. But anyways, look, I mean, judging off these numbers, it seemed like everybody got worse. Everybody. And I'm not talking about just about K-State. Everybody, all those teams got worse there as well. We have Grant Robbins here talking about his team once again after another struggle down there in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Quote, "It was a tough day. We got off to a sticky start, then got it together a little bit as we were making the turn, but unfortunately things really spiraled out of control on the back nine." And then he goes on to finish it out and says, quote, "The good thing about playing this type of format on this tough of a golf course early in the fall is you learn a lot about your team and, more importantly, what we need to improve on. We have to put this behind us, learn from it, and get ready to go at the Big 12 match play next week." So that's what's next for K-State men there, as we are already, I recorded an episode earlier today, and the women, they're right back to work already. But I just kind of called it, you know. Lincoln Navarro finished second among the Wildcat women there. Let's see, was tied for 25th overall. Wait, hang on a second here. 14 over for the tournament. Noah Van Beek, 32nd. Nanami Nashima, tied for 39th. Sophie Burt, transferred. Speaking of transfers, transferred over to K-State, had one of her best rounds of this invitational, 1 over, 73, tied for 50th place.
On the men's side, Nicholas Mason, plus +4 on the leaderboard there yesterday to 15th place. Overall finish, Ian McCreary and Cooper Schultz locked up for 40. That's been a theme for them here this week. Cooper and Ian kind of neck and neck together there, tied 46th place at the end of it. They've both finished 5 shots ahead of their other teammate, J.P. Roller, who finished 53rd place there. Arkansas won the women's title, Invitational, of course, getting that home. It's nice having a home field advantage. You know what I'm saying? And LSU taking it on the men's side there as well. Like I said, quick turnaround for the K-State women's golf team. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer here on this Thursday night. My goodness. On this Thursday evening, K-State women's golf right back to work next week. Well, not next week. This week. I just said it. They're getting ready to go to Denver as they get ready for the Ron Moore Intercollegiate, and that's going to be taken through all weekend long. So, yeah, we got no football going on this weekend, but we got women's golf. Denver, Colorado, next stop for K-State women's golf, Ron Moore Intercollegiate. And for the men, Big 12 match play next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, down south at Hockley, Texas. So that's what's next for these two teams. And, of course, we'll follow closely women's golf this weekend with no football going on here. So, obviously, got that. So, there you go on that Pro Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports, and get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record Kansas State content. Also, this weekend, shameless plug, but hey, it's important, especially for you Royals fans out there. The ALDS for the Royals after Take Care of Business against the Baltimore Orioles in the Wild Card Series. That's starting this weekend as well in the Bronx. And hey, this is why I call it postseason playoff baseball for a reason, folks, because we just saw the Tigers take care of upset the Houston Astros, so we ain't seeing them in the World Series, so thank goodness for that. So, but yeah, Tigers won a hot, and you probably would have said, look, I pay, at least me being here in KC now, I pay attention to the Royals a lot more closely, and yeah, they have the it factor. So we'll see how they do this upcoming weekend as they take on New York Yankees as well. But that's going to wrap things up for this golf edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. And don't forget about our bonus channel over on the Podbean app. Download the Podbean app right now. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, that's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R. The number 3 E-D-D-I-E. Apostrophe S Podcast there. And obviously, we did not record this week because of playoff baseball. Braves are eliminated. That takes my team out of the equation. Royals are very much in play this weekend. We'll see what happens. We'll see if they can keep that train rolling here as October gets on rolling. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Go Cats.